Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation and medication review for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of evaluation for all this patient is July 28, 2025. There are about 11 patients. The first patient is Paul Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E. His date of birth is 12/5/1980. Telephone number is 586-612-7330. Date of evaluation is July 28, 2025. Patient was seen by Doxy. Patient has given telehealth appointment. Patient has given consent for telehealth appointment. Can you print to every patient? Subjective and objective data. Paul is a 44-year-old Caucasian male living at 13150 Belfort Drive, Warren, Michigan, 48088. Period, he has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder. Paul described that he has been doing much better. Adderall XR 20 mg daily changed his life. He can focus better, attentive, productive at work, and has not showing any destruction. This medication, he believes, it is much better than Focalin and also Bupropion. Period. He denies any side effect of the medication. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. He was attentive, appropriate, can repeat digit forward and backward, recall objects, denies any problem with the medication. There is no difficulty with the medication. He denies any use of smoking or any other drugs. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, significant response with Adderall XR 20 mg capsule. Plan will give the Adderall XR 20 mg capsule, 30 tablets. Patient was explained that is a controlled substance and he cannot be given a refill. Therefore, follow appointment was given in 30 days. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next revision is on Rayos Florence, R-A-Y-O-S, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. His date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subjective and objective data. Florence is a 62-year-old, single Caucasian female, living at 38705 Sutton Drive, Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48310. Period. The patient has been undergoing dialysis due to chronic kidney disease. Period. Also have history of mastectomy, bilateral, and in the treatment of schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type. Currently maintain an olanzapine 5 mg daily, oxcarbazepine 300 mg at bedtime, and Zoloft 100 mg daily. She describes she has been doing much better. Medication is working. This does not show any anxiety or any hallucinations or delusion. She described that she is feeling much happier at the dialysis center in Troy. Everybody is cooperative and attentive. She was concerned about her tachycardia. She described she was monitoring her, looking at monitor and noticed that her blood pressure was 120/80 and pulse is 98. I explained her the pulse may be but I will call you in a minute, okay? Okay, bhaiya. Delighty. Period. I further discussed that she should, if this tachycardia persists, she can ask the medical doctor to give her an EKG to make sure there is any arrhythmias or not. But this medication is not affecting this. However, because she has been taking this medication for a long time, to which agreed, there is no involuntary movement, any symptoms of cathartia, restlessness. She was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative, attentive, no irritability, PN, no involuntary movement or any akathisia or dystonia. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, chronic kidney disease with creatinine is 3, on dialysis, bilateral mastectomy, currently maintained on current medications, also medications for her prophylactic treatment for her mastectomy and also for chronic kidney disease. PA patient was encouraged to follow dialysis as, since she has been making positive improvement, to she agreed, progress was guarded. Next relation is on David Sabo. His telephone number is 586-422-4840. Date of birth is 6/23/1977. Subject to agenda. David is a 48-year-old, single Caucasian male, living at 3817 Elbow Lake Road, Piscot, Michigan, 48798. PN indicated that he has been doing fine and his weight is 210. PN, he's claimed that he does not want to take flufenazine, 5 milligrams twice a day. He just focus more on his Zepax at 20 milligrams daily, and he is fairly stable. He denies any mood swings, denies any hallucination, paranoia, or any behavior issues. David also indicated that he has a court date, but court has not received a evaluation from. The psychologist. Therefore, the court date is postponed for the next month. However, he described that his medication is working. Zyprexa 20 milligram daily, and he is taking every day. He wanted to give the prescription 90 days period. He was alert, oriented, he is cooperative. He denies any suicidal, homicidal thought, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He is happy, present, cooperative, and described that nothing is bothering him, and he is not too much worried about the court date period. I appreciate about whatever he is doing, but make sure that he should not get decompensated because of not taking prolexin. If he develop any sense of paranoia or any hallucination, he should restart taking flufenazine, to which he agreed. Period. Assessment, schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, currently stable on olanzapine, stress secondary to pending court date, prognosis guarded, end of the patient. Next solution is Petway, PETTWAY. Danielle, DANELLE. Date of birth is 11/13/1982. Telephone number is 313-695-8256. Date of relation is 7/28/2025. Subjective and objective. Danielle is a 42-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 8422 Archer Avenue, Warren, Michigan, 48089. She described that she is not feeling good as her mother died last Tuesday due to aggressive leukemia. She was very close to her, although she has another sister and two brothers. Patient was provided support, insight, and encourage how to resolve grief process. She was recommended to check with the therapist or check with the family, talk together, and may go to the church for counseling. Yet, it was also explained that her mother is very, means she is very close to mother. She must be feeling bad and sad about it, to which she agreed, and also increased the how to work on her bereavement process. Patient has been taking Geodon 20 milligram daily, Lamotrigine 25 milligram daily, Melatonin 10 milligram at bedtime, Geodon 80 milligram daily, and Lexapro 10 milligram daily. I further discuss that for a few days she will feel that medication is not effective, and she feels sad. It is because it is due to the loss, due to death of the mother, to which she agreed. She was provided support, encouragement, and also encouraged if she is not, if her and depression is and mood not get better, she should call the office. I will arrange for a therapist for counseling, to which she agreed. PN assessment, major depressive disorder recurrent, feeling sad and depressed due to the death of her mother. Otherwise, patient was doing much better. Plan, continue with the supportive plan, encourage to involve in grieving process, and may, if she agreed, she may get a therapist from the comprehensive counseling. I have sent the prescription for 30 days. Will follow. I explained if I can follow her if she is unable to control her emotions within 2 weeks. To which she agreed. Progress is guarded. Next relation is Elizabeth Robinson. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Her telephone number is 402-415-7872. Subject is Elizabeth, 44-year-old, married Caucasian female, living at 18474 Shield, Detroit, Michigan, 48234. Seen via video. She indicate that she start feeling better after starting on Celexa 20 milligram daily. She describes his mind is completely changed. She is not feeling depressed. There is no anxiety, but she warned that as bupropion doses could be increased a little bit. I further discuss. I will look into that. She is also on Ingrezza 60 milligram daily, to which she has shown improvement. There is no dyskinetic movement of the mouth or the hand. Yet, Lamictal 100 milligram daily, Diablopress 500 milligram twice a day, and Pitanapin 200 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal, homicidal reason. There is no side effect of the medications. I explained her the risk, benefit, and the side effect of their medication. I also explained that I am going to discontinue her clonopin as she has been doing fine, to which she agreed. Assessment, bipolar disorder, depressed, tardive dyskinetic movement, feeling of sadness, depression, and anxiety. Plan, all the medications was ordered. Risk benefit was explained. Patient want a follow appointment of month time. Period. She has her own therapist. This is then of dictation, then Mirak Prastogi. Next relation is Frank Anna, FRANKS NANN. Her date of birth is 10/15/1974. Telephone number is 313-910-5053. Identification data. Anne is a 50-year-old married Caucasian female living at 202 East Park, Algonquin, ALGONS, Michigan, 48001. PA patient was seen for follow-up. She describes she is feeling much better, much happier, and she is very positive about herself, that she has reduced her weight significantly from 320 to 210. Right now she describes, she checked with her primary care physician, who has recommended that not to worry about her, do whatever good things she is doing, like exercise and diet control. Yet, to which she agreed. Patient is also on, patient describes she is not feeling depressed or suicidal. In the past, she was treated for fibromyalgia, and she was having more than 300 weight. But currently, she stopped every medication. She also describes she is not taking any morphine or any substance to relieve her pain, and the current treatment has been helping her a lot. She is on Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily, Cymbalta 30 milligram daily, and Buspirone 10 milligrams twice a day. Today she was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative, with a good eye contact, no suicidal thoughts. starts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She has been compliant with medication. She feels happy living with her husband and work on issues together. Period. I appreciate her work, appreciate her thinking and also her functioning. And it is important that she should continue whatever she is doing, especially the diet, exercise, and work on positive outlook, like socialization, to be severed. Period. I have issued prescription for 30 days assessment. Major depressive disorder, chronic. History of fibromyalgia. Abnormal EKG. Plan continue with the current plan. 30-day supply was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next location is Gay Frances, G-A-Y-E, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Her date of birth is 1-9-1976. Telephone number 248-310-2768. Subject area, object area. Frances is a 39-year-old, married Caucasian female, living at 8033 East 10 Mile Road, apartment 1124 Central Line, Michigan, 48015. She claims that she is working as a nursing, is a LPN in a nursing home. Her patient has chronic history of schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, and has stopped taking Abilify Maintena. Also, she was maintained on Abilify 20 milligram. She gradually reduced the dose to 15 milligram daily. Patient has been consistently followed described that she has been doing good. Today she described she is feeling much better. She is not hearing any voices, does not believe anyone out to get her. She is living alone with her 14-year-old son, and she described the medications she has been taking. She liked to have some vitamins. I further discussed that she can take vitamin over the counter, whatever she likes. She described she want to. I explained that she can take Centrum. She described, but patient indicate Centrum is not working. She want B12, cyanocobalamin. I further discussed that she can get the prescription for 1,000 milligrams of cyanocobalamin. She can take one capsule daily. To which she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal, homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Judgment sight seems to be improving. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next solution is on Kolakowski, K-O-L-A-K-O-W-S-K-I, Gary. Date of birth is 10-23-1965. Telephone number is 313-220-1067. Subject in Arjuta. Gary is a 59-year-old married Caucasian male, living at 1989 Bryce, BRYS Drive, Grass Point, Michigan, 48236. PM. Indicate that he was doing much better and is 4 days off. Went to Upnar with his wife, was a good change. However, he described that he restarted having difficulty of pain in the neck and he appears to spinal stimulator is not working. Similar problem he noticed in the lumbar region. He described he is working on it and he has to go to pain management doctor and discuss further. Period. He described that his general condition is sometimes deteriorated because of dysautonomia during summertime or whenever there is a stress, it affects her heart rate and also affect her mood. He also described that he was diagnosed having peripheral lateral disease, varicose vein. Period, and they are going to do electrography. Period. Patient has discussed several medical issues with me. I further discuss that it is good that he has been maintaining his issues and the problem and followed with the doctors. Period. However, I explain this may affect her mood and emotion, for which he is taking Wellbutrin 150 milligram 24 hourly, and he described the medication has been helping him and is more relaxed and appropriate. Patient was also explained that he should not exert himself, but because currently the weather is too warm, he may just walk inside the house to avoid any higher temperature, to which he agreed. Patient was counseled, provided support, insight, and also to work on his situation. PA, assess a major depressive disorder, spinal and lumbar stenosis, and has got spinal cord stimulator, dysautonomia, tachycardia, chronic pain, varicose vein, peripheral artery disease, continue with the supportive plan, end of dictation. Next solution is Carfone, SEARFONE, Brian. Date of birth is 02-26-1994. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Date of admission is July 28, 2025. Subject to answer, Brian is a 31-year-old single Caucasian male living at 401 Country Club Drive, St. Clair Shore, Michigan 48082. Seen for follow-up. Subject to angina. Mr. Brian described that he has been feeling much better. He's sleeping good, eating good, but couple nights he noticed that he's not able to sleep and get up and eat. I further discuss he may be undergoing some stress that has to work on it and avoid not to eat at night time, as it is not causing any issues or the problem, it may cause more weight gain. So far he was doing much better, and it happened in 1 or 2 days. It could be going, he could identify the factors and work on it. Yet Brian is on lorazepam 0.5 milligram tablet, taking for anxiety, buspirone 10 milligrams twice a day, venlafaxine 150 milligram daily, and trazodone 50 milligram tablet. I further discussed that he should work on it. If he is not helping, then I will adjust some of the medication, to which he agreed. He said, I also indicate that whenever he wake up in the evening, during night, he should take some deep breathing exercise, try to think what is bothering him. He should promise to himself that he would carry out, he should discuss next week. Patient has been working in a financial unit and has been having number of stress in his life. But he denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoia. He describes so far he was doing very good. Currently, it happened only 1 or 2 times during night. Plan assessment: major depressive disorder with anxiety disorder. Plan. I further discuss to work on it, stress, and see whether this could help or not. I further recommended that I told him that he should have a therapist from the comprehensive counseling to that will help to listen and work on his problems. However, he described so far so good, it has happened 1 or 2 times, and hopefully it will go away. I have given a 30-day supply of the medication and follow-up appointment goes in 30 days. This is the end of dictation, then we have crossed away. Next solution is AIDS, Rosemary, YATES, Rosemary. Her date of birth is 10-9-1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Date of evolution is 7-28-2025. Subject to agenda, Rosemary is 74-year-old, single Caucasian female, living at 11435 Massmore Road, Massmore Road, Utica, Michigan 48317. Patient has been seen me regarding her medications and also for counseling about his medication. Today she was indicating that she has been feeling much better, much happier, and she can ambulate. She also tried to walk a little bit and go to the Walmart and try to work on it. Yet she described that only thing she is concerned about his younger brother, who is still not getting better and in hospital. I further discussed that first she look into herself, try to be make sure that she should be stable, and then think about her brother also. Patient has been on Depakote 500 milligrams and 250 milligrams, that is 750 milligrams at bedtime, and Sertraline 100 milligrams daily, following outpatient treatment and getting medications refilled from Dr. Kako, K-A-K-O, office, who is her primary care physician. Period. Ms. Ayres was happy, pleasant, cooperative, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination. He described the medication has been helping, and he does not have any problem with the medication, and he is due to bad arthritis and the tear of meniscus in the left leg. She has been having pain, but she is working on it, as was explained by orthopedic physician. Period. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder. Left knee injury with tearing of meniscus. Continue with the supportive plan. Continue with the current medication. Continue with the activities and follow with Dr. Keiko and also with the orthopedic physician. Progress is guarded. This is an application. Next and last evaluation in SALSA, SHALYSA, SALSA Randale. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Date of evaluation 7/28/2025. Subject to Anjita. SALSA is a 36-year-old, single, married, Caucasian female, living at 16328 Curtis Street, Roseville, Michigan, 48066. She is working at her attorney office. Period. She was at home this morning, described she is undergoing cold symptoms and running nose, headache, but no fever. She was looking tired. That was the reason she said she slept delayed. Period. Otherwise, she is doing all right. She also indicated that her Lexapro 20 milligram daily prescribed by her OBGYN has been running out. Period. And she is going to ask for refill. Patient has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder. Recently, she got pregnant, and since then, she was having some anxiety and depression, for which her internist, her OBGYN, given her Lexapro 20 milligram daily, to which she is doing well. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no additives or hallucinations or any paranoid illusion. Judgment sight is improved. Patient was given insight about her ongoing issues, and also explain her that she should be make sure that when she is taking some medication for cough, she should check with the her physician, as Adderall is a stimulant and it may cause more stimulation and jitteriness. To which she agreed. She described she has been taking this medication for a long time, and she understand the situation. Period. She described she may be all right by tomorrow and go to office. Assessment: attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depressive disorder, for which she is taking Lexapro 20 milligram daily. For ADHD, she has been on amphetamine dextromethorphan 20 milligram tablet. Period. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. A patient was given insight and understanding about the medication and encouragement to work on her issues and the problem. Period. Prognosis guarded. This is the end of dictation, and Dr. Stokin.